There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And try to shop around, you will come back to Genesis.
Memphis's direct diamond importer at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
It's Rob Joyner at James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring, summer sport coats. And if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Battinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
Let me tell you about my friends, Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spot.
Winning.
Dancing.
Winning. It's a touchdown.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Now, it's Jeffrey Wright and Company.
Tell your story.
Live on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. You're listening live right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You can also listen on 680 AM. You can also, if you're away from your radio, listen anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app. Download the app today. Stay up to date with all of your favorite programming right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Dennis Fuller's producing the program for us. Glad that he is with us. My company this week is the host of 901 Wrestling. He's the master of fun and games, of course, here in Memphis. His website is CerritoEntertainment.com. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
Good day. It's July 3rd, right? 4th of July Eve here. Fireworks are going off tonight. I know we can talk about that.
Yeah, Kevin's a big fan.
In a minute, mm-hmm. But we've got 901 Wrestling this weekend. We had so much fun with Bobby Ford in studio yesterday. You had more fun than I did. With the,
you could cut the tension with a knife.
Yeah, it's something. But Bobby Ford, he's live wire Bobby Ford. He does hold the top title in the territory.
Are you worried
he will be at the show this weekend?
Are you worried he's going to attack you again?
No, I'm pretty sure he won't. I mean, based on I know he won't be suspended, if not fired, if it happens again.
He can't afford that fine or suspension.
Right.
Although, as we learned, you know, he might have been suspended for 2 weeks, but there just was no show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he went with the semantics argument. He was trying to take a dig at Ja.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did go.
That was actually a great line. I'll give.
We have a mystery guest from 901 Wrestling coming in studio today. Also, we're going to give away tickets. I've got some club tickets to give away. You can win some right now on the 901 Wrestling Instagram. If you're a fan of 901 Wrestling, go check out their Instagram at the 901 Wrestling. They're giving away tickets, club seats there today in honor of today's guest. And we've got another pair of club seats we'll give away here. There's so many awesome seats. There's no bad seat in the house at Black Lodge when you go to one of these shows, but we've got the new club section, which is awesome. You got the comfort and the convenience of the table and the access to the bar, and the bathrooms are so close by in the club seats.
But and huge, huge with the bar factor.
Right.
You got to have the bathrooms close by.
Right, exactly. But so, yeah, ringside seats, everything. Tickets start as low as $11. We've got that promo code. We've been saying it all week, 929. So if you don't win the tickets, you can still get discount tickets. We're giving 29% off with the promo code 929 when you buy your tickets for this weekend, 901wrestling.com. It's the big 4th of July show. It's always a big one. Lots of fun. Tag titles on the line in the main event. Bobby Ford will be there. The 18-19 championship will be defended in an All-American Challenge.
An All-American Challenge. Help me out here.
Ken Dang. You've got to see Ken Dang. Look up Ken Dang.
Okay.
And he is the 18-19 champion, and he's having an open challenge that he's putting out this week. He's very patriotic.
Is 18-19 when we were founded?
Yes. That's okay. The title named after the founding year of the city of Memphis.
So is give me the equivalent. Is this the U.S. or...
If you're a wrestling fan, the 18-19 is the intercontinental U.S., the way, you know, it used to be.
The worker belt?
The way it used to be, right? It's these are the ones who are either, you know, they're on their way to the top, but just not necessarily there. Yep. It is a very coveted belt. It does mean a lot. It's often defended in the main event at Black Lodge. But Ken Dang is the current champion, and the title will be online. We just don't know who it's going to be against. On Saturday night. So 901wrestling.com, the promo code again, 929. You can win club tickets later on. We've got the mystery guest coming in studio who we'll see how it goes.
Nothing better in wrestling than either someone who's from parts unknown or just a mystery entrant.
Mystery is so important in wrestling, right? I love the mystery element.
Yeah, I mean, so it's always,
that's why we get the mystery.
I feel like it's about
today.
85% of why we still watch the Rumble. It's like, who's going to be the surprises?
Yeah, the 901 Wrestling, if you like the Royal Rumble, which, of course, who doesn't, right? It's some events, it's the best. It's the one you got to watch every year. If you can only watch one wrestling television show during the year, it's got to be the Royal Rumble. You would pick that. I would pick that over WrestleMania. I would pick that over SummerSlam.
I'm a mania guy.
I would pick the Rumble. But if you like Rumbles, there is the 901 Wrestling has an annual Rumble event, the Wild Card Rumble, and that's coming up later this month on July 20th. So this Saturday, many of the 901 Wrestling stars will be drawing their numbers for the Rumble event. So that's the over-the-top rope battle royal where wrestlers come in every few minutes, and the last person standing will get a title shot. They win the wild card. They get a title shot at any title they want in 901. So if they want to go for the tag titles, they can go for the tag titles. They want to go for that 18-19 we were just talking about, they can do that, and they can go for the top title in the territory, the city's championship, the 901 Wrestling Championship.
All right, let's set up the program. Of course, is Wednesday, so it's buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. Wednesday, we'll get into a few lead stories in just a moment. 2:35, it's Wednesday. Cobb's going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on what is going on in the world of college football. Maybe do some preview stuff with him as well.
Former host, right?
Indeed. He was sitting in Jeffrey's your seat last week. He was the company last week.
Yes.
So he was here last week, but he'll join us as he does each and every Wednesday. 3:05, we'll get into the list. Kevin brought up a good story off the air, a big wrestling story, and with listen, we're in peak wrestling season, right, Kevin? I mean, this is summer wrestling was always my favorite wrestling because I felt like it was geared more towards like the smarks. Like this is when Finn Balor would get his run, and Finn's my guy. Like, and so there was a wrestling story I wanted to get into because he brought it up. It's a pretty good point. Also, some more NBA news. We'll do all that. Then again, as Kevin mentioned, at 3:30, we will have a 901 Wrestling mystery guest. You won't want to miss that. But let's start it up. Let's play Buy, Sell Short, or Go to Reddit.
It's that time with Jeffrey and Company, where we either buy, sell short, or go to Reddit on 92.9.
All right, Kevin, here's the name of the game. I will make a statement. You will treat it as if it's a stock. You either buy it, you want to sell it, you want to short it, bet against it, or you want to go to Reddit playing, of course, on Wall Street Bets and basically just want to go and light the world on fire, and you don't really necessarily agree. I think it's a cop-out answer, so we've more or less gotten away from it. So you're basically either going to buy, sell, or short it. So that's we got the game. You're
got
good?
It. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. You, Kevin Cerrito, hate fireworks.
Oh, okay. So you went off the air the other day talking about
the New York Times op-ed from someone way too online.
This might be something we disagree about. Now, I don't hate fireworks. I'm just an adult, and I've seen fireworks. Once you've seen fireworks, you've seen fireworks. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's terrible for the environment. Who likes fireworks? I know there's fireworks tonight. I probably will witness some fireworks tonight.
I mean, if we want to talk about like carbon footprint, like there's no way lighting off fireworks is worse than what like India does with their footprint.
Well, look, we could definitely compare apples to oranges and all of that. But just because, you know, something is bad doesn't mean you can't adjust other things. This one is less necessary, especially in the era of drones. I think drones would probably seem better for the environment and can put on better shows, unique shows that you haven't seen before. If you've seen a fireworks show, and no offense to the
red birds.
But what
does a drone show cost?
Probably a lot more than the fireworks.
I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb to see.
You can go get a Roman candle for pretty cheap at the tent, you know, across the bridge.
But, like, a legitimate fireworks show is like 10 to 15 grand.
What the cost is? Yeah.
Somewhere around there. I'm going to bet, of course, I don't know inflation. It could be 20 grand, but I'm betting those drone shows that you see, which I do agree with you, those are cool.
They're cool,
but those have to be.
They are more expensive.
Yes.
But as we go along, I'm sure they're going to get cheaper and cheaper. The main, who likes fireworks though? Like that is
me.
You do like them. You're going to go to Liberty Park tonight, Liberty for All celebration, and just be in awe of this fireworks celebration.
Yes. I'll tell you who likes fireworks, and I count myself as one of these people. Dumb people. We like them.
Dumb
people. Look up. You hear the boom. You see the light, and it's awesome. I can't explain it. I'm in my mid-30s. I still love fireworks.
And it's a cool backdrop to something happening, something else more exciting going on, or a screensaver for your computer. But like I could do without them. I could do without them if I'm trying to save the environment just a little bit and not have fireworks. Like the balloon. Do you like the balloon when people like send balloons up in the air to tribute people or in celebration of stuff? Because that is awful for the balloon. It's like terrible for the environment to let go of a balloon.
Here's why. Slow moving.
Slow. It's too slow.
Yeah. It just kind of looks like whatever. Like now, something in that vein. What was the Disney movie? Tangled.
Tangled. When they do, like,
those
lights.
Candles.
If we could do those candles
like
from
that.
Tangled. Yes.
I like that. I've seen stuff like that before. I like that.
Got two girl dads in this studio right now. But yes.
No, I watched that one on my own.
I know. You're going to be watching a lot more.
Yeah.
No, she's too young.
No, that one I watched on my own. I'm a Disney enthusiast.
Tangled is great.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't broken down. If you're a Disney enthusiast, we have not taken a moment to break down the new attraction at Walt Disney World just opened on Friday. You know, Splash Mountain officially replaced, you know.
I thought they were just revamping it.
Well, but it's a new name, and it's the same ride, but yeah, it's revamped under Tiana.
What's the new title?
It's Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
The Princess and the Frog?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely the right move. It was one that was talked about before they made the decision down there, because it makes sense if you watched the movie Princess and the Frog, which you haven't yet. You should. Great music in this movie, and they spend time on the bayou,
mm-hmm.
So the water element makes sense. But what's disappointing is you lose a mountain. As a Disney enthusiast, I like the mountains, the geography of Disney, of Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain. You had Splash Mountain. And so you
the
technically
Matterhorn,
lose the mountain.
But it was still a mountain idea.
Yeah, but you still have a mountain, but you can call it a mountain because, I mean, there's no mountain. You know, where's the Louisiana mountains at? So.
That's true. It's a good point.
But anyway, that's off track. That did just open on Friday. You know, if we need to fill time, we'll talk more about it later. But as far as fireworks, little kids hate fireworks. And for a long time, you can just hate them. Not even just the babies who have to wear the headphones or the earmuffs or whatever because they're too loud. But other little kids can be scared and terrified of fireworks. So there is like probably a sweet spot. I don't know what age that is. That's under 10 and above 5 where the kid likes fireworks.
36.
And they haven't said interesting. There's a.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's more people that like fireworks. I don't know. I'd be interested in it. I would love for them to
to
tweet at you and let me know if they like fireworks or not here, Jeffrey.
Here's where I can meet you halfway. What I cannot stand is you get the 4th of July. It's the 4th.
Right.
Now, I'm willing to do if a particular community is doing their community fireworks and they put them on the 3rd or they put it on, you know, a different day other than the 4th. I grant you one day.
Okay.
So you have to establish this is our day. What I cannot stand is next Monday when it'll be 9:30 at night trying to wind down, and it's just a symphony of fireworks going off still. That's where I start to get annoyed.
I think there's a parallel conversation you can have, because there's the fireworks show, right? The city-endorsed fireworks show, which is the big production and probably the thing that is worse for the environment than anything else.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
And then there's also the fireworks that you buy, the Roman candles and the bottle rockets that you're shooting out in the backyard.
The Jason Pierre Pauls.
Is that, which one of you is the dumb people fireworks? Is that
the big
doing
the big production?
One. But also some people like just to go out in the back and
yeah, but those
shoot
people
off
just those
fireworks.
People are just like they like mischief.
They like that's true.
Like that's to me like that's a different thing.
Yeah, and especially when you're inside the city, you're doing it, and you feel like
you're
doing
like a bad
something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I'm on the edge here, because we're not supposed to be doing it, but they let us do it for a long time, 6-7 days. But
I mean, it's...
But because we're not even factoring in the noise of that. Like, I don't like that. Nobody likes that. Nobody, you know, I'm not... We can't... I mean, we do have fireworks are illegal in this area.
You know what we mean.
Right. But there's still going to be a big city fireworks show.
The other thing
tonight is I can get behind. I can get behind the idea of just because we were doing it when we were a child, doesn't mean it's technically okay. The parents and grownups when we were younger thought it was okay. We've learned some more information now about what we're doing. Can we adjust our behavior? I don't have the statistics on how bad it is for the environment.
I'm going to need somebody. That feels like a new argument. I would like to see some data on how much actual damage to the environment we're doing. Because my guess is it's going to be a lot smaller than the hoopla around it.
But there seems to be, and thankfully here in Memphis, it's not happening over the river today. But like you would think there's a lot of pollution in bodies of water from that. I would just guess, like, because so many people, you want to do the fireworks. What is it? It's a scenic operation, right? So if you're here in Memphis, typically we would go over the Mississippi River and you do the fireworks.
It works nicely on golf courses, too.
Right. But, like, in other places, if you're on the ocean, they're probably shooting it near the ocean.
Yeah,
if you're on a lake, they're probably shooting it near the lake.
From the boat, usually,
It's polluting water and the air at the same time, just to look at something that we can probably pull off. Yes, more expensive right now, more than likely. But
I guess
I don't know how we get away with it.
My other thing, though, is I do not subscribe to this like postmodern view that every tradition is somehow bad. Like I'll never be down there. I am a big believer of, yeah, some stuff has stood the test of time. Like, keep it. It's worked. I like the idea that the same thing that we celebrate on the 4th of July, like, people have been doing it for hundreds of years.
Oh, no, that's true. I mean, that's what you do. I was at Kroger today with my daughter, and the lady there said, like, one thing. Are you excited about the 4th of July? You're going to see some fireworks, right? That's associated with this particular holiday. And I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just something to think about when the signature part of it is bad for the environment and the level of enjoyment is very low. Like, I mean, I talked to, typically, you're an exception here, Jeffrey, but most adults could do without the fireworks. They don't care. They don't like it. They think we need to do it for the children, and then that's about it. But most adults don't like have to see the fireworks.
See, this is kind of where I push back. Like,
you do think so.
Otherwise, like if nobody attended fireworks shows, they would be obsolete.
But they're like for in families, though.
We always vote with our feet, one way or the other.
Well, what else? You got to do something. Like, it's the 4th of July. What are you going to do? Like,
I mean, people cook out. My point is, I think that they are more popular than you're getting credit. I think you're trying to be in denial. You're just a hashtag hater.
I don't like fireworks. If you said I hate them, that was the question. I think I buy that.
Now, the one that I will, obviously I'm buying that Kevin is a hater, but I'm a hater, it's obviously I want to buy, you know, I will sell that to the oblivion. But
it's something like turkey on Thanksgiving is bad for the turkeys, but, you know, if you read about turkeys, they will, they would eat us if they could, you know, so like
birds are mean.
Yes.
They don't, I feel like they get a pass on that. They're mean.
I mean, I have an artificial Christmas tree, so
yeah, come on.
You know, I'm not chopping down the.
That's just. But that's not. But you're not. Real. We're not heroes. We're lazy. I guess the reality. Like,
so you say you would you if there was like some deal like we're going to have to start limiting this and we're by 20 whatever we're only doing fireworks shows on the 4th of July.
Yeah,
on July 3 or July 4.
I'm fine with that.
Or July 5, depending on
that. Like, do we still?
We don't need them on New Year's.
Now, well,
we're dropping stuff. That's when you're supposed to drop stuff on New Year's.
Hold on. No, we got to make an official list. All right.
Drop some stuff.
You have to have fireworks at WrestleMania.
Okay.
I mean, how do we end the show? If there's no fireworks, how do we end the show?
Right.
All right. I can do without New Year's. I don't need fireworks on New Year's.
No. Okay, yeah, we don't.
You know what I mean?
But we're dropping stuff. Let's get more creative some more stuff.
We've got a clock.
And the clock is the central item. That's the central item.
I don't need the fireworks then. I think it...
Here's the big one, because you know somebody's tuning in right now. They're tuning in down there.
The big four pay-per-views?
The big four pay-per-views. I don't think...
I mean, do you really want to live in a SummerSlam without fireworks?
You
want to
bring up the WrestleMania fireworks? Like, I guess they can now, but where's it? Is it the... Some of the dome shows, when they do the fireworks,
they're from
like
the roof.
Outside,
yeah.
Where the people inside can't see them, we can do without that. Can I get you to be like, don't need that?
I disagree, because now...
Why do we need people in at the event?
It's kind of nice when you leave Mania and the fireworks are still going.
But they do that at other sporting events, too.
So here's the real question.
You get the fireworks.
I think you need them for champ. Like, if you win a championship, I think you need fireworks. I think where I could do without is...
Why can't you be creative? You have the net cutting in the NC2A tournament. You've got other different... Let's get a little more creative. Why is it just fireworks?
I love it. And when a team wins the World Series, the fireworks go off. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, because the people are...
Because obviously, indoor arenas don't really do fireworks.
Well, you can't. Yeah, we will not have fire. There will not be fireworks at Black Lodge for the 901 Wrestling Show this weekend. We will be indoors with air conditioning.
I do not need to see fireworks after every home run. Like, that starts to get self-congratulatory. Okay.
That seems to be where we can start phasing out a little bit.
But if you win a World Series at home, I'm totally fine launching the fireworks.
Okay, but you're talking about baseball fireworks. So what is your stance? Now, this is at one point in time, I used to say, I know you're a Cardinals guy. I'm not a fan of the Redbirds name for the local team. I'll go ahead and say that. This is my hot take.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I want like a Memphis-y name for it. But
most AAA teams are usually.
We can get into that later. But the Memphis fireworks, right? Because they have fireworks games. Those are the games. That's the draw. They should just be the Memphis fireworks. The Redbirds are listening right now, and they're saying we got to have fireworks at our baseball games. I mean, that's the big draw for minor league sports across the country is the fireworks.
No, it's cheap beer.
I would say fireworks is the
problem is if you're trying to do a family friendly environment, the cheap beer doesn't that kind of clashes.
The cheap beer would definitely helps
that. But if you're just doing, like when you ever like you
but
get
do
like,
the Redbirds get rid of the fire like every Saturday night? I think they have a fireworks. Not this Saturday. There is no Redbirds 4th of July game this year.
I need to see some data. Mm-hmm. If I know that I'm hurting their bottom line, since they're honest people that work over there, I don't want to take it away from them. But I would also like to see some data that it really does drives foot traffic. My suspicion is it does. My suspicion is it's a Saturday night game. Like so,
that helps too.
That's something to do on the weekend. That would be my suspicion.
Fireworks, you got to be outside at 8:30 tonight. What is 8:30, 8:45? When is this going to get dark out?
We're still kind of in like that. Like I noticed last night, I bet most shows start at 9. I bet that would be it.
But there's some tonight. There's some tomorrow. You're going to be able to enjoy fireworks. I mean, if you enjoy them, enjoy them because, once I have the power to do it, I'm going to ban them.
All right. Here we go. Speaking of other traditions for the 4th of July.
Yes.
The hot dog eating contest is dead without Joey Chestnut. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit.
I immediately will sell that. I will sell that. I don't think it's dead without Joey Chestnut. Joey Chestnut, the biggest star, right, of the past, what is it, almost 20 years? It seems like he's been dominating this guy. It's been 15 years. It's the late 2000s, his main competition.
I think it's safe to say 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about 20 years.
I think Kobayashi was 05. I think that's when he leaves.
Yeah.
But at that point, Chestnut was becoming...
He was becoming dominant. Yeah.
Right, because he was also... But also, you could tell me Kobayashi was the bigger star worldwide, but Joey Chestnut in America... Like, we had the American going up and winning the hot dog eating contest. Like, that's like the ultimate American.
This seems like... So, for those who don't know, he's not in the contest this
year. So, he signed a deal with... one of the hot dog alternatives. So,
but it's not.
I think they're vegan hot dogs.
It's like it's a meal. It's like, what is the meat in a hot dog? Like, what is a hot dog anyway?
Pork,
like,
right?
Yes. I'll tell you, I don't like fireworks. I don't like hot dogs. But I do not eat hot dogs.
Even on the 4th of July.
If somebody's making one, they will. I think I'm scheduled to have some barbecue, actual real pork barbecue. Tomorrow. Usually there's hamburgers involved. Somebody's got hot dogs, so I'm getting the hamburger. Sometimes I can't remember the last time I had a hot dog.
I will do. It's kind of the big cookout days. Like,
I know when people have them. I know they're always available. Easy to cook for the kids.
Memorial Day, 4th of July.
Right. Labor Day, of course.
Usually Labor Day, though, is college football, so like I'm occupied.
You don't celebrate Labor Day.
I mean,
everybody does. You just off work, right?
Right. I'm celebrating that there was 100-something games to bet on. Like, that's usually what I'm celebrating.
But the eating contest itself.
Correct.
Chestnut's the biggest star.
I guess Matt Stoney is probably the next biggest, but like, they're not even in the same stratosphere.
I mean, Chestnut's name it has the best chance of, you know, the grandma effect of getting, does grandma know who Joey Chestnut is? There's a chance you could run into a grandma that knows who Joey Chestnut is.
There's no chance she knows who Matt Stone is.
0%, yeah. And this event is it's once a year. Of course,
correct.
Coney Island, the Nathan Hot Dog Eating Contest. He's banned because he's got some other sponsorship, so Nathan's upset, so he's not going to be involved. There were the talk. He's going to be in another one. Is that still happening? He's going to be.
So he's hosting his own that I think is streaming.
Oh, is this the one? It's going to be in El Paso, I think.
I think it's with the company.
Okay, it's somewhere close to like he's in El Paso. Remember when the Tigers played in the conference tournament El Paso?
Oh yeah, UTEP.
Like you don't think about how El Paso's near nothing until. Something happens in El Paso.
I believe Josh Pastner said he was on Jason and John a couple of months ago. It's like, it's still like professionally like one of the best days of his life.
Oh, yeah, because they did win, yeah. Pastner needs to go compete here.
Well, because he kind of like, after the game, he kind of had like his Jim Valvano moment where he was like running around looking for anyone to hug.
Yes, he was trying to find, yeah. That was such a great moment in El Paso. This is technically it's near El Paso. I think that's how low on the radar this event is. Fort Bliss.
So it's at the Army base.
Okay, at the Army base near there. So Impossible Foods. I think that's a recognizable brand of somewhat at this modern times. Well, maybe. I mean, we call things Impossible Burgers and stuff. Is that because of the brand name? Is this like Xerox? Is it the Xerox effect?
Well, I think Impossible does a lot of like. Cross promotion.
Okay.
Like when they did the Impossible Whopper or whatever, I think like they're.
That was them. Branding.
Yeah, it's like co branded.
Okay. So he's going to be in this other one, but it's not going to be on television, obviously, but which is crazy. Like you think you're getting a deal pretty quick with a streamer.
So he's got him and Kobayashi are going to do, I think on Labor Day, they're going to do like one last hurrah.
Right. Speaking of hot dogs on Labor Day, yes. So there's going to. That one of those Netflix specials. This Netflix is fine. Still doing their own Netflix. I don't know what word you would have.
I've always just said sports adjacent.
They're sports adjacent before the big stuff starts happening. They got the NFL Christmas, right? They're getting WWE in January with Monday Night Raw. So they're really going to have actual traditional media content.
But they're not getting pay-per-views until April, right?
Is that what it is?
I think the special events are still going to be on the cock until after Mania.
I would think that, but anyway, so Joey's not going to be, I don't think it's over. The hot dog eating contest, I mean, it makes stars. I think the contest is bigger than Joey Chestnut. I do think he needs to consider something else. I mean, his last name is Chestnut. Do some type of a Christmas eating contest. You know, there's some other things. Can he eat some fruitcakes or something?
So the favorite is apparently.
That's what's going to change it up. Like,
well,
the
favorite
know.
Is a terrorist. He spells his name is Jeffrey Esper, and he spells it like Calkins does.
Oh, wait. So have you ever bet on the hot dog eating contest, Jeffrey? You are a notorious bettor.
Oh yeah,
you have bet on it. Yeah. Will you bet on it this year? It's a wide open field. This is like the Kentucky Derby when there's not a favorite at all.
No, I am buying this.
You think it's dead?
I think what you realize.
It needs stars.
I think it needs the dominant. It needs the dominant guy, and it's just going to take a while. I'm not saying that
there's no official torch passing here, because he's not going to be there to lose.
It also feels like the contest has peaked, and so I just don't know if you're ever going to like recreate that, because there was. There's also going to, like, when you talk about, like, when we start to have, like, uncomfortable conversations, like, eventually at some point we're going to be like, why did we keep watching this?
Well, it's quite frankly disgusting. But maybe Joey's making the right move here, because, I mean, things are going more in that, you know, the veggie dog direction. People trying to be healthier eaters, competition eaters.
Yeah,
does it make it?
I've always wondered.
That's so counterintuitive to even, like,
is it not
say.
It
can't come out of my mouth there, but you're like a healthy, competitive eater. I don't understand.
I find it hard to believe that vegan hot dogs are healthy.
Like, I don't. I saw some story.
It's all processed. It's not the meat itself. It's the process that ends up being bad.
Right. And that's what I mean, really, if you look into it, and we're not going to get into what's better for the environment or what, obviously, I think some people eat, you know, vegetables and veggie meats to be better for the environment as well, because of fewer cows polluting the world. But the actual food is probably not better for you. It might be worse for you in a lot of ways that they're starting to discover. I was reading something about that the other day. Don't take my word for it.
It's my life theory.
Read some stuff before
the ladies get offended, because my wife would get offended. This
right.
only applies to dudes.
I love starting a sentence like
that. Every dude I know, every fat guy I know drinks Diet Coke.
Yeah, okay. Oh, and you're saying?
The guys I know that still drink Full Diesel,
mm-hmm.
not as fat.
Some of them drink Coke Zero, huh?
But I'm saying the no calorie.
Right. Well, that's the thing with Diet Coke, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
It's not women. Yeah, we're talking guys only.
Yes, this only applies to dudes.
Right.
All right, let's get into this one, and then we'll go to Cobb. We'll discuss this with Cobb. So over at the Commercial Appeal, Jonah Dillon does a great job covering the Tiger football program. He got a sit-down interview with the new AAC commissioner, and he asked him about the possibility of a Group of Five playoff. So for those that are unaware, there's never been an official proposal, but there has been a group of, you know, it was like Derek Dooley. It was like a group of some coaches putting together the concept of having the Group of Five having its own championship, if you will. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. A Group of Five playoff is a good idea. All right, I'll let you think on it. I'll answer first.
All
right, because I've been on both sides of this. Because when it was first proposed, I was like, "That actually sounds like a pretty good idea." Because to me, it was like you were already seeing the widening of the power leagues, the G5 league.
Right.
I was already under the. It's like it's a different sport to me anyway. So I was like, "Yeah, I can see where playing for a championship matters." But I'm going to short this. I'm going to short this because I think as long as it's going to be this like middle purgatory of
right.
we inherently and intellectually know that there's a divide between the power conferences and the G5, I don't think it's a good thing to sign off on you proactively separating yourself. And because to me, like at that point, you're on paper acknowledging. I think you have to literally wait until it's decided for you. And he proposed actually an idea of, well, no, we're not going to do like a separate championship. But he proposed the idea of maybe having some bowl games with the Group of Five conference champions, like partnering and having their champions meet in bowl games, but not having it be a separate entity, because the other key is they're still getting some money from the college football playoff by having a representative.
Yeah, there's a lot there. Like, how would it work? You're saying wait till you're forced into it, but will you ever be forced into it? Because these bowl games are not going to go anywhere, so you're never really going to be forced into having to have that.
The way that you would be forced into it would be this. There's inevitably a breakaway between the Big Ten, the SEC, I guess if you want to say the Big 12, I'm a little more iffy on if they would be included. But the breakaway, they're
host- so when there's when they come up and say you cannot be in this playoff,
right?
You're gonna have to start your own playoff.
Correct.
That's when you're forced into doing that.
Correct.
But also, like, you take the risk if you started now of them being like, oh, they've got their own thing now.
Exactly.
We'll go ahead and stop you from going. So I would
correct.
Not start it at all.
That's yes, exactly.
In the interim, I mean, it's college football. It's not going to mean anything because it's going to be the runner-up prize. If there was not the bowl game system, it's already there. So you've kind of already got
right.
your, like, chance to win something else, your participation prize that a lot of these bowl games have become. A celebration of an end of a season and a chance for Jeffrey to gamble.
Honestly, they're not even that anymore. They're obligations.
Because the players are not going to these
yes.
games anymore.
I mean, I remember...
Coaches are not going.
Yeah.
Players are not going. But maybe, you know, yeah, I would definitely weigh. I can't think of a way that it makes sense. It actually, on paper, like thinking about it, if you're not playing from the defense mode that you're playing
yes.
from when you're these smaller schools.
Yes.
It's a great idea. There should be
yes.
an NIT. There should be another playoff for the other schools that are left out of this other one. That's what it possibly, you know, should we have an NIT? Maybe let's talk about that. Let's get an NIT college football playoff set up.
It's kind of yeah. what it would become.
Right. But if it's going to be the schools that are, it's not going to have any of the big schools in it, though.
Yes, exactly.
NIT, you still have a chance. You know, North Carolina has a bad year. They're going to be in the NIT.
Well, they're just going to turn it down.
Right, they're going to turn it down.
Yeah, so it's in that.
You know, we're talking, yeah, what it would be like 4 years ago. So it's ever-changing. It's ever-changing. As we know, the SEC just got new teams this week. So
yes.
Officially.
Yes, indeed.
Officially.
Again, that story's up over at commercialappeal.com. Go read it. It's a very good interview. Shout out to
Jonah. I'm selling it.
Yeah,
so
we're on the same.
I don't think they need it.
We're on the same pelle. Let's discuss this topic with David Cobb. We'll do it when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
David Cobb writes about college football and college basketball for CBS Sports. Kind enough to join us each and every Wednesday on the program. His Twitter... His ex handle is at David W. Cobb. Cobb, you and I have been texting about it. How are you feeling right now about the return of NCAA 25?
Oh, I'm stoked. Like, there's plenty to criticize about their rankings, but I'm fired up for the game. I'm already in an online dynasty, and I'm kind of worried that I might be too old to, like, be good at this game. But I'm going to play it, and I'm going to play it a whole lot.
Well, the thing that
who was it? I think it was the on the Steve Wiltfong. I think tweeted it yesterday. It's like, it's just amazing to me seeing all these guys in their 30s thinking they're going to play the video game like they did 20 years ago. It's like, yeah, at the same time, though, I feel like I'll figure out a way, especially in the summer.
The rebuttals to that tweet were funny. They were like, yeah, well, kids go to bed eventually. And, you know, then there's the whole thing. I saw somebody else put out the idea that, wow, all you guys were out there having kids during the 11 years where there was no NCAA video game. But I was really thinking ahead. I knew it would come back. And, you know, making a joke for, like, why you didn't have kids.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That was the reason why.
I have been thinking about it, though. Like, how do I, like, for all the time that I'm going to spend playing this video game, how do I mitigate, like, the brain drain that's going to occur while I'm sitting there like a zombie? Like, does it help? Like, would it offset the impact if I listen to some, like, intellectually stimulating audiobooks or, like, have the New Testament playing on audiobook, like, while I'm playing the game? Is there a way for me to, like, atone for this?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be, like, when, you know, before I got married and I'd still play, like, Madden at night, I was usually just listening to football podcasts.
There you go.
So, I mean, to me, it's, like, it's maximum brain retention. I think we just have to accept we're going to be in our 30s, we're still playing video games, and really what it's just, like, I think we just need to make peace with it. Like, I think the more we try to think about it, it's going to result in feeling bad about yourself.
Well, I can also, and you can do this too, pass it off as research.
Right. No, we're working.
Exactly.
We're learning rosters. We're learning schedules, playbooks.
Exactly.
Style of play.
100%. And then I've also come to this realization, Jeffrey, when the week the game comes out is also the week of the British Open. So I'm going to be double screening at like 4:30 in the morning with the British Open on one screen and the college football video game on the other. And that might just be peak July, like 30, like you're in your 30s and you're a sports junkie. And, you know, yeah, I'm just going to embrace that. I just got to embrace who I am.
You also have to be prepared when we get the open, it's another NBC operation. So, you know, we're going to be switching back and forth from like, we're going to be switching back and forth from the cock. It'll go into USA at some point. Then it'll go to NBC. Like, it's going to be that thing where NBC, whenever they have a major championship, it's on six different channels.
Can I give you a pro tip real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, so I went to cancel Peacock recently because I really only use it during college sports season because they have college basketball and college football games.
Yeah, and you don't watch wrestling.
Yeah, I don't. So I was like, all right, I can do without Peacock for a few months. Well, I go to cancel it, and they're like, what if we give you a 99 cent per month rate for the next year? And I was like, well, okay, then. We'll do that. So I don't know. I don't know if that'll work for everybody, but maybe something to try.
It's like, you know, it used to be when you threatened to cancel DirecTV, they would do that. Not 99 cents, but when you call and say, I'm canceling DirecTV, like, they'd call you back 2 days later. Well, what if we gave you Sunday Ticket for free this year? It's like, done. Sold.
Yes. Negotiating. You just gotta threaten to leave.
It's a lot like being a college athlete right now. Year after year, hey, man, I can go in the portal here. What do you got?
The streaming wars are real. I mean, every streaming service is just fighting for its life right now because everybody thought, oh, yeah, we're going streaming. It's going to be so profitable. And now it's like the cable bundle is falling apart and everybody's realizing that was a bigger part of their revenue than they really wanted to admit. And now, what do you know? People are getting streaming fatigue and nobody wants to be subscribed to 10 different streamers at once. So, yeah.
It was always headed this way.
I know. And the sad part is, like, it has an impact on college sports. Like, this season's going to be different because so much of this stuff is going to be broken up onto streaming platforms. And, you know, it's harder to watch than it used to be. It's harder to just dive in on a single platform and just change the channel and quickly get from one game to the other.
Yeah, we're going to have that experience where you're going to realize, like, there's an actual, like, Big Ten game on Peacock that you want to watch. Like, you know, like, I assume Washington, I feel like, is going to be on Peacock all the time. And it's like, we're going to want to watch that.
and then you're going to realize, like, flipping back and forth, it's oh, God.
It's cumbersome. It takes a lot of effort to exit out of whatever your normal TV app is, and then you got to go find the Peacock app on your home screen or even Paramount Plus, you know, my company, and they're going to have some Big Ten on there this year too. And it used to be so much easier when you could just hit previous channel
Yes.
and flip between, you know, like your two games, your Jefferson Pilot game and your ESPN game or whatever. Those were kind of the good old days.
Well, it eliminates like something that's impressive. Like Mark came over one day and was watching the Michigan game. And, like, my party trick is I am an unbelievable watcher of television. Like, I know all the channels. I've got everything memorized. I know where it is. Like, I can seamlessly flip between games. It legitimately is a party trick. They're taking that away from me.
Well, what you need is the Fubo TV, like, multi-screen. So they've got the quadrant system going. If you have, like, an Apple TV, you can do it with Fubo. Thankfully, one of the best perks of my job is I get a Fubo subscription with all the sports channels. And so you can quad screen, you know, with some of these platforms. And that's nice. The only problem, though, is that obviously there's moments where you want to get the one game, you know, into maximum focus, right?
And, yeah, it's not bad. If you can quad box it on Apple TV if watching the ESPN app. It's not that bad. The problem that I have, though, is, like, Cobb, I pay, like, $400 a month for DirecTV. Like,
ooh.
I mean, it's probably less. It's probably like $220. But I guarantee when you factor in all the streaming and everything that I have, I guarantee I'm spending $400 a month on TV.
Yeah, it's insane. It used to be. I remember back in the day, like we got Dish, and it was like a big deal because like we didn't even have cable or satellite or anything until I was like in middle school. So I could only watch whatever the main networks had on. And then we got Dish Network, and I think it was $30 a month.
Yeah.
And it had ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU. It had what you remember, Fox Sports South, like before there was ever Bally.
Fox Sports
and
Net, baby.
Uh huh. Yeah, it had all of it.
That was what we would watch. That was the originator of Pac-12 After Dark. It was usually like Arizona State with Jake Plummer taking on like Oregon
on Fox Sports Network.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Joey Harrington or something.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know. I don't know if those were the good old days. Like, the good thing about now is that you can find almost any game. You just have to work so dang hard to find them sometimes.
Well, and then, like, I do know the back end of ESPN Plus, like, you know how, like, you're just like, I'm just trying to find Memphis, North Texas. Like, I'm looking for that. It's designed to be hard to find because everything's trying to funnel you to by the UFC pay-per-view.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it is hard to find stuff on there. And then the problem is that you can't go ahead and get on the channel before the game
Correct.
Starts.
Correct. Because you'll be sitting there and be like, your VIN is waiting to start, and then you're like, you'll look up and you'll find out the 5 minutes of the game has passed.
Yeah. I don't love that part of ESPN Plus, and then it also kicks me out, so I have to re-authenticate every time, every single time. So
I think I spend as much time logging back into ESPN Plus as I do actually watching it.
And then I get all these notices every month too that it's going up in price. It's just like, golly, like I get it. Y'all have to pay for the SEC media rights. So, I mean, I get it, but come on. It almost makes you wonder, like, how much longer until there's like a tipping point
in the streaming industry. I think it's here. I think this NBA deal. Because really, the truth is, we're not paying for the SEC to get their giant payouts. We're paying so that they can overpay to have the NBA still.
Yeah, and then it's like eventually this is the increases in media rights deals for the conferences have to stop. But at the same time, everything you hear is that live sports are still like and more so now than ever, the big draw, because it used to be like, oh, we're going to watch American Idol. We have to be in front of our TV at 8 o'clock. Or, oh, we're going to watch, you know, The Bachelor, and we got to be in front of our TV at 8 o'clock. Or whatever it was in the early 2000s and early 2010s. But now all those other shows, you can just stream them later on whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody's watching on DVR. It feels like, I don't know, Kevin, do you agree? It feels like the only thing that is still appointment in the non-sports category is Thrones. Like, I feel like everyone watches that live.
Yeah, people still watch, but not everybody. But I mean, there's people, not as many as they watched it before.
It feels like it's the whatever House of the Dragon is the only one that I feel like that still kind of has people like at 8 o'clock watching.
If it's not sports, if it's not an award show of a high caliber, there's nothing. And that one's so much because Game of Thrones was big, but you still had to have HBO to watch it. And this is much more the audience and my understanding of the impact of
it's
talking to people out and about in the town every night.
It's definitely not. But I mean, Cobb, I mean, I think the real thing that's interesting, like, I don't know. Didn't you raise an eyebrow when you saw the Boston Celtics were for sale?
Yeah, I saw something, too, that said that Dave Portnoy from Barstool was going to bid on them.
Well, no, he joked on Twitter if somebody, if somebody would give him $5.9 billion, he'd buy the rest.
Oh, okay. So he's rich, but he's not that
Portnoy,
rich.
Portnoy has more money than you and I will ever imagine seeing in our lives, but he still doesn't have. He does. He's probably worth what I don't know, somewhere around $150 million. But like, I mean, they're going to sell for at least $5 billion.
Yeah. So why are they selling? Is it just basically like, hey, we accomplished an NBA title and now we're moving on? Like, that just seems like a strange time to sell.
Their claim is for estate purposes. I'm woke on it. I think it's because they think that this is peak value.
Well, that makes sense. You just won a title. Yeah, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are at the peak of their stardom. They just re-signed our guy Xavier Tillman. So I mean, gosh, yeah, they probably are. They'll probably never be.
Well, and I mean, I take notice. Cuban sold the Mavs.
Yeah, owning an NBA franchise, owning a sports franchise in general, you don't make money typically. I mean,
you make money on the sell, and that's the thing. I think what's happening is, I think NBA owners are starting to wise up. They're like, hey, this might be the peak.
Right. Yeah. Because if this media rights deal is the high watermark, then it's all downhill from there. But that's interesting. I mean, that could have a serious ripple effect because I don't think there will ever be a diminished sort of like social status associated with owning a franchise, but there'll always be in demand, but yeah, the amount of money that you lose when you own one might increase. So like the annual deficit that you incur as a professional sports owner, that could definitely increase if the media rights thing ever hits that plateau.
Well, some of them want to own them for like tax shields. Like they're fine with them losing money because they can like move their losses and it can count against their taxes.
So are you saying we're about to see the Cayman Island Celtics?
Well, to me, I mean, that's kind of the other thing is the rumor is one of the gambling outlets or someone is going to try and buy the Celtics because this is what I think it's Adelson did when she bought the Mavs. Like their grand plan is to build a brand new arena like on a casino, like with a casino. Mm. And supposedly whoever's going to buy the Celtics, it's the same thing. Like they want to build a new entertainment district with a casino, like being that part of it. And I mean, my bigger deal though is at a certain point, like these franchises are worth what someone's willing to pay. At a certain point though, they've become so expensive, there's a smaller and smaller, smaller universe of people that can own them. And so it's like, yeah, you can say this thing's worth $6 billion, but if somebody's not there to pay $6 billion, like it's not worth that.
Yeah, if Mark Cuban is getting out of the game,
right.
the list of people who can afford it is diminishing pretty rapidly.
All right, I wanted to also get your thoughts on this before we let you go. So Jonah Dillon over at the CA, he got Tim Pernetti on the phone, and pretty good interview for those that haven't read it. I highly recommend you go and do so. But Jonah asked him directly about the idea of a group of five playoff. I think I've actually changed my tune because it's one of those things where I think the idea of it is good, but I think if you proactively decide we're going to have our own championship, I think that just, I think you lose leverage and it just makes it so much easier for them to cut you out and get even less money. Like I think I've now reached the point you don't do it until you are forced to do it.
It is the idea, though, that the top group of five team would still go to the regular college football playoff, and then the the rest of the group of five schools that were good would then compete amongst themselves.
So Jonah specifically asked him about the kind of the Derek Dooley proposal. Remember that a couple of months ago?
Yep.
So what Pernetti's answer was absolutely not as its own entity. What he did say he would be open to is using the bowl system, getting together with the other G5 conferences and putting the champions up and then kind of having a quote unquote format that way. But basically what he was saying is the only way he's doing it is if it's additive, not as a replacement.
Yeah, no, I like that idea. I like the idea of, let's say, Memphis is the top group of five team this year. Memphis makes the college football playoff. They're there competing for the national title. But then Boise State and Liberty and Tulane and Appalachian State were all 10-2, and they want to play for something more than just the Armed Forces Bowl or something. I like the idea of those four then getting together and having their own three-game sort of playoff and to determine, you know, a group of five national champion, if you want to call it that. Hey, let's take it a step further. Whenever Memphis bows out of the CFP, maybe then we have them play the winner of the group of five playoff for a true group of five national champion. Like, I don't know. There might be something there, but I totally am tracking with him on the idea that the group of five needs to protect and fight for the access to the college football playoff. I mean, that to me makes group of five football so much more interesting going into this season, the debate about who's going to be that team. And the idea that we're going to be watching these games involving group of five teams, knowing that there's actual college football playoff access on the line. Like, I think that makes the back half of college football way more interesting than it has been in the past.
No, I'm with you on that. I think the other thing, though, that is kind of interesting, because Jonah brought it up with him, is so when Ed Scott got introduced last weekend, you know, he was asked specifically, you know, what are your plans with, you know, the House settlement, opting in, whatnot. And he's like, we want to opt in. And the thing that was clear with Pernetti is they're a balancing act for him is going to be trying to figure out how to balance. If Memphis is going to spend $20 million a year on their athletes, but Charlotte can't do that.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.